أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and we're focusing on Qasam place. Today we will look at Surah number 85, which is Al-Buruj, translated as the Forts of Stars. That is 22 ayat. And before we go anywhere, let's look at the word buruj. So in ancient times, fortresses, the single is burj, were towering structures that enclosed cities. And in those days, cities largely consisted of small one-story mud and brick buildings that were sort of aesthetically dull and devoid of beauty. By contrast, the fortresses grabbed the attentions of everyone, and more so because of their imposing elevation and their function of blocking invading armies. You have Burj Al Khalifa in Dubai, which is very tall, and literally it is something that when you look up, your hat would fall off. Buruj also refers to something of beauty that stands out, a woman's adornment, a blooming flower. So the Quran is actually ascribing two roles to Buruj. It's talking about the beautiful sky that people on earth can observe and are exposed to, but also alludes to these fortresses, constellations in the sky, filled with angels which are watching, which are witnessing creation. So the first section of this surah is ayah 1 to 3 with three oaths. Well, Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, was-samai dhat al-buruj, I swear by the sky with its buruj, with its tall forts. And then immediately, wal-yawmil maw'ud, and the promised day. We're reminded of the truth of the day of Qiyamah, when the inhabitants of these forts, the angels, will come saf upon saf, row upon row. And then the crux of everything was shahidin wa mashhud, by the witness and the witnessed. And this is really the crux, the focus of the whole Makkan Quran. Every existence is witnessed. We will get away with nothing. Nothing is lost. Everything is recorded. In essence, this third ayah summarizes the core beliefs in Allah, the angels, the messengers, the Quran, and the Day of Qiyamah. All are witnesses and are witnessed at different occasions. Now the next section, which is ayah 4 to 12, looks at a long ago crime. It says, قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودٌ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٌ. May the companions of the pit be destroyed, may they perish. The pit which had fire fed with fuel, when they sat by it, and they were witnesses of what they do to the believers. It's a historical reference to an event which took place in Yemen, concerning a prophet from Ethiopia who had a group of followers. The prophet and his followers were imprisoned. A pit was dug and a big fire lit in it. They were then assembled and told, whoever amongst you believes in the Ethiopian prophet should jump in the fire and burn yourselves, because if you believe in Allah, then Allah will save you. And those who do not believe in that prophet should stay out of it. It's related that all the people who were with him jumped into the fire. There was a woman amongst them who had a child. And when she and the child came near the fire, there was nothing but coolness and peace. Just as it was with Prophet Abraham, when he was thrown into the fire, and Allah tells the fire, Kuni naru bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim, O fire, become a peace and safety for Ibrahim. Now ayah 7 here stresses that they were fully aware of the crime they were committing. Powerful people have engaged in this and other heinous crimes throughout history, and they still do today. But the emphasis here is that everything is witnessed. Now let's see why they committed these crimes. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. They only resented them because they believed in Allah, the Almighty, the Aziz, and Hamid, the Praiseworthy. There was no other reason for their hatred except belief in a God who had authority and was praised and thanked. It's exactly the same thing that bugged Fir'aun. He wanted the authority and he wanted the praise and the thanks for himself. But Allah continues. He says, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْعَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ.
His is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and he is witness over all things.
Shaheed is an intensive form of Shahid. He is the only authority and power, so how can he possibly not know everything? How can even one imagine that Allah did not establish the buruj and is not witnessing and watchful?
And then the consequences. He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمُ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَيِّقِ.
Surely as for those who persecuted the believing men and the believing women and never did tawbah, never repented, they will suffer the torment of Jahannam and the torment of burning. There's a grievous torment waiting those who never repented. Their actions caused wars and mayhem, destroyed lives and properties. The burning Jahannam within them is the result of how they lived and thus the natural consequences of their own actions. And in contrast, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عَمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ.
Certainly those who believe and do righteous deeds will be gardens graced with streams of water flowing below. That is the supreme achievement.
The word used is fawz, which one can achieve in this life to secure one's place in Jannah by having faith and doing righteous deeds. And then finally back to the consequences of those who spread corruption, conceal the truth, or engage in any activities that harm creation. Allah says, Inna batsha rabbika lashadid. Your Rabb's punishment is truly stern. Batsha is to seize, to grip someone weaker and tighten the grip. So the very people who put those who believed in Allah, and that was the only reason, into the fire, themselves will be gripped by the same aggravation and agitation and persecution that they cause to others. And now in the third section, we see the awesomeness of Allah, the attributes of divinity. It starts off with,
إِنَّهُ هُوَ يَبْدِعُ وَيُعِيدُ.
He is the one who originates and brings forth new. In other words, reality is the origin of everything and everything will return to it.
وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ.
And he is the forgiving, the loving. The grammar suggests intensely loving, oft forgiving.
ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدُ.
The Lord of the throne, the glorious throne.
فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ.
He does whatever he wills. Allah's will shall be carried out. His actions will be made evident. His actions follow the laws of creation, and the laws of creation are built upon the arsh, the throne. In the story of creation as expounded in the Quran, we find that originally the throne of Allah was suspended over water, which implies that creation hinges on fluidity rather than solidity. And then, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْجُنُودِ. Has a story of the hosts come to you, فِرْعَوْن وَثَمُودِ, of Fir'aun and Thamud.
بَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي تَقْذِيبِ.
Yet the unbelievers persist in denying the truth. Fir'aun ruled over powerless slaves who could not exert their rights. He claimed that he was their lord. It is difficult to fathom the power that Pharaoh possessed. But look at their powerlessness in the end, because Fir'aun was destroyed with water, Thamud was destroyed with sound. They did not want to accept the truth. They denied it. They covered it up. And he says, وَاللَّهُ مِنْ وَرَاءِهِمْ مُحِيطٌ. Although the all-powerful God behind them surrounds everything and everyone. In other words, he encompasses them on absolutely every side. Muhit means to encompass something entirely. So again, the crux of this section is that there is a 360 view of each one of us, coupled with forgiveness, with loving and majesty. But we will return to him. And finally, the last section.
بَلْ هُوَ قَرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ.
This is a glorious Qur'an.
فِي لَوْهِمْ مَحْفُوظٌ.
Inscribed on a guarded tablet. Preserved forever. Each of us carries the same copy of consciousness. The copy of the Qur'an is in the heart, but we must make an effort to read it. Reading it means living it. Living it means unifying the inward and the outward. If we're not doing it, then we're reducing this book to mere sheets of printed paper. The guarded tablet is preserved forever. It is this eternal quality that gives it its mercy. So if we look at this surah,
When we look at the focus on Allah's attributes, they're listed, seven of them are listed in pairs. It talks about the processes of protection, of witnessing and being witnessed. The word fortresses denotes a protective and ever-watching divine system. The words such as blazing fires and pits of fire, avenge and destroy, are amongst the Quran's important messages, for they point out a society's troubling signs and the suffering that those who deny the truth cause and the suffering that they will experience as a result of their actions. In Sermon 87 of Nahj al-Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Allah did not break the neck of any unruly tyrant in this world except after allowing him time and opportunity to ponder upon his deeds. He talks about people and how nations are built and become united. He says that life's difficulties build character. And I quote, he did not join the broken bone of any people until he had inflicted calamity and distress upon them. Given all this, we're aware that Allah tests our resolve at any moment. Otherwise, there would have been a system in which no one would have dared to commit oppression or atrocities. Despots and oppressors do not prevail because Allah is weak or apathetic, or that he does not care about those who believe in him, but because they are part of his plan and design to test the powerful as well as those who are afflicted with trials and tribulations. This is in essence what builds one's character. But the core message here, وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ, and I swear by the witness and the witnessed, it's something to continuously recite and ponder upon. May Allah make us of those who have achieved Fawzul Qabir, the supreme achievement. Faza in essence is achievement after a difficult struggle. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.